Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing pretty well. Not bad at all here on a Thursday morning. Chancellor Vaughn is out on official business. So what do you guys have, like a lottery system? Who gets to come on? How does that work out?
That's exactly right. We put our names in a hat and we just pick them out.
You're drawing lots. All right. So you're revved up, ready to go. Keith tells me you're in a brand new role this year. Tell us where you started with the college and where you are now.
Yeah, that's correct. I've actually been with the college for over 10 years. Started out as a work study, so working as a student, worked my way up, and now I'm going to be starting a role as the Vice Chancellor of Enrollment Services.
And that's brand new this year. Excellent. All right. So now,
and she's got the job of registrar, which is what Jenny Vaughn used to chancellor. Do. So
correct.
One day,
yep.
Jessica will be chancellor.
There you go. If you connect the dots,
yeah.
it's a succession plan that just goes right up the thing. Now, everybody talks about, oh, here we are. It's August. Keith was lamenting, geez, where did summer go? Oh, my gosh, don't blink. It's going to be Labor Day. Everybody take a deep breath. There is plenty of August to deal with. When do you get started at Ivy Tech? When is the first day of classes so people aren't panicking thinking they've missed it?
We've got plenty of time. Our classes start on the 21st, so we actually have days geared toward getting students completed with every process that they can think of to be successful that first day of class.
And here we are on the third day of August, Thursday, and people will say, well, geez, I've missed the boat. There's no way. Now I've got to wait till next spring. Now I've got to wait till next 8 weeks classes. Tell me that's not the case.
It is not the case at all. So we want to make sure that students have the easy transition into being a college student. So we hold express enrollment days on specific days, and we've added some Saturday hours to make it to where students don't have to take off work or find a babysitter. They can bring those kids with them, and we will help them get set up for that first day. So we're actually going to be open this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. to help them with all their processes they need to get through.
What do I need to bring, Jessica, if I am coming out there for the first time?
I'll handle this one, okay. Jessica. I need your mother's maiden name, your Social Security number, and your bank details, because I know a prince in Nigeria that can get you expressly enrolled.
Yeah, right.
Quick. It's not that complicated, is
no,
it?
No, not at all. So to get started with your admission application, you really don't need anything with you, which is wonderful. And then the financial aid application, because there's still plenty of time to get financial aid, you will need your tax information. So this last year's taxes, you'll want to bring that 1040 form with you, and then we can walk you through that application process. So students do not have to be scared of that. That's what we're here for, is to help them walk through that and plug in those numbers so it all makes sense.
All right. Now, Jessica, I'm not sure, college, we hear about how much it costs and all of that. I'm not sure I can afford to go to college. What's your answer to that one?
That one is Ivy Tech has the most affordable tuition in the state, plus financial aid is still available. So that financial aid application only has about a week turnaround,
mm-hmm.
and then we can actually see what the student's going to be eligible for and walk them through the process of making sure that aid's ready to go for classes starting on the 21st.
Now, what is the biggest hiccup or headache you've noticed over the years that you would tell somebody coming into college for the first time, if they could avoid one thing or they could be prepared for one thing? Is there something that stands out where every year you see somebody and you say, oh, geez, if I could just tell them to do this or do that? Is it really just getting over the fear of doing it?
A lot of times, yes. So it's knowing that you have the ability to be successful and then asking for help if you see something come up. Like, we have free tutoring for all of our students. That is the part I think that scares students the most, is what if I don't understand the subject? We have folks here that can actually help you with that, walk you through, how to use the system online. All of those things, that's what we're here for, is to help the students get through that process.
Yeah, and having all those resources to make it's so easy to quit. The easiest thing to do is turn around and never come back. So when you have all that, how much was that tutoring service again?
It's free.
Jessica, talk about something else, because, the people sitting around now and they listen to this, and we always have the person that put it off, and it's like, well, I'm not sure I want to go to school for 4 years. I'm not even sure I want 2 years. Is there any reason I should go to Ivy Tech? What can you do for me if I don't want to go 4 or 2?
We have lots of great short-term certificates as well. So when we use those words, so a certificate is about 6 classes or so. So that's not too intimidating at all. You can get through that pretty quickly. And then we can help you pick the right certificate to get you into the workforce, to get you a job that you will enjoy and know that you can be successful in and make the money that you want to make.
Well, that's another thing, is that you work in cooperation with local businesses who know right now we need people, and you're helping train them for those jobs, right?
Exactly. We also make sure that we're aligning with the state of Indiana to make sure that we're looking at what they call the hot jobs. So we can gear those certificates to ensure that a student can walk out once they've earned that and get a job.
Now, you just graduated your first class ever in massage, what do you call it, massage therapy?
Massage therapy, uh-huh.
All right. And by the way, you have a name for it now, your
we
program.
Do.
Go ahead
it's
and tell us about that.
Oasis Massage Therapy Center.
Hmm.
Now, if you put that by the Yellowwood Cafe.
It is. It is. Okay, Mike wants to know, can he get his massage after he eats?
And if you get a parking pass.
It's free parking.
Or a shuttle bus to get me in and out of there. Uh-huh. Now we're talking about something. But that's another, again, when Ivy Tech sees needs in the community or community leaders mm-hmm. come and say, hey, look, we're short on these people. Mm-hmm. These are how these programs come together. There's some new programs this year,
aren't
there?
Amazing programs. Talk about that, Jessica.
We have all types of new things coming out. So we've got our optometric program.
Brand
so
new.
When
I see what you've done
IU
there.
Got rid of that, we actually, grabbed that one.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So that's one of our new programs.
These are people that are going to, make the glasses?
They'll
grind
be working
them,
in the eye centers and things like that. Yeah, isn't that amazing?
And those are jobs that are needed in this area right now?
In this community. So you don't even have to go out of Bloomington.
Oh, wow. What else?
We've got lots of different healthcare certifications that they can be looking towards. So phlebotomy, farm tech, all those type of good things where you can go and work in a doctor's office or a pharmacy. So I know we always have students interested in that health field. So those are some mm-hmm. great ones to move towards.
Now, the two-year thing is the courses that you take at Ivy Tech. I remember I've been at Ivy Tech for a while. It didn't used to all transfer. In fact, very few transferred. Mm-hmm. And now almost everything you take at Ivy Tech transfers to a public four-year college in Indiana.
Yeah, what is great is we actually have worked with the state to make sure that we have a technical certificate, so that's 30 credit hours, that'll transfer straight to any Indiana four-year university. So if you're that student that actually knows that your goal is to be in that four-year university, we can help you with that and help you save money along the line.
Now, you're one of these people that's continued to get educated even while you're working full-time. Ideal in classes, we get the student who comes back, they've been out for 5, 6, maybe 20 years, and they're terrified. They don't think they can do it. They think they've forgotten everything they ever knew that they learned in school. What do you say to that person when they say, I'm not sure I can even do college anymore?
I always say to get over that fear and just sit and talk to us. So tell us what you're afraid of. So we can make sure that you're talking to disability support services if need be, our retention office if need be. We can make sure that we coach you along the way, make sure you have a mentor so we can check up on you throughout the semester to make sure that you are meeting all those benchmarks and being successful in your courses.
Talk about what we do for the people that have been in the military.
Military, we have our own veterans rep here on campus. So DJ O'Neill is our veterans rep, and he will start with that student who's coming in and not really sure what to do, because they do have some paperwork they have to go through. DJ will walk them through that process and make sure that we have everything in line so they can have their funds that they are awarded and that they've earned, and make sure they're going to be successful here as well.
All right, Jess, sounds good. And if people would like more information, give them the ways online and via telephone to get a hold of you folks at Ivy Tech.
Our website, you can go to ivytech.edu, and then there's a little search bar, so you can search Express Enrollment Day, and you can see the information for upcoming events. And then our phone number is 812-330-6013.
And when are those Saturdays again that are coming up so people can remember?
this Saturday, August 5th, and the next Saturday, August 12th.
Excellent. So,
but you can also walk in any day this week.
You sure can. We are always operating on a walk-in basis to assist with that admission process, so you can come in at any point and we'll assist you.
Excellent. Well, it's great to meet you. We know we'll talk to you down the road, and we know you're going to be busy here in the next couple weeks. You just told us 1,000 reasons why that's going to be the case.
That's great, though.
I'm glad you have the chancellor's chair. I hope it's comfortable. Put your feet up on the desk today. We won't tell it. Hey, Jess, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.